Hello, I'm George from Ireland, and in this video, I'm telling you that Lily Allen is evil. So Lily Allen is a singer, and I remember first hearing about 2008, what was her song about, take all your clothes off, that's how you get famous, don't need to be clever or funny, I want to make lots of money, something like that. Her father, Kevin Allen's a well-known actor, had a bit part in the Fast Show, that Fat Les song, Vindaloo, and so on. So Lily Allen had a very privileged upbringing, that's neither here nor there, was a troubled child, was an absolute tearaway, an academic disaster zone, got expelled from several schools, but that doesn't really matter. You could still be a very good person, and even if you did that, you might be a morally good person. But what's evil about her is the murder of her children, and she's long been in public inciting the murder of kids, and she famously performed at Glastonbury her song, Fuck You, dedicated to the judges of the Supreme Court, and she's irate that these judges have correctly interpreted the United States Constitution, and they've allowed states to defend children. So she's furious about that some children will be saved. She wants all children to be vulnerable until they're born. So she has incited the mass murder of children. She has a platform. She's liked and respected by many people. I appreciate her music. And so she spoke on the Miss Me podcast. It's hosted by Makita Oliver. And Lily Allen of the group Smile, she said, abortions, I've had a few, but then I can't remember exactly how many. I think I want to say 4 or 5. Wow. It could be more. So there she is bragging about the murder of her children, because there's nothing more evil than the murder of the child, is there? Particularly when the parents murder the daughter or son. So she said she doesn't want a baby. Well, don't produce one then. You know, you already have a baby. It's too late. The question is your baby going to live or is your baby going to die? Your daughter or son had just as much right to live as you do, if not more, because Lily Allen had at least lived 18 plus years, and her daughter or son had only lived a few weeks or months in her uterus. So this was the child that Lily Allen chose to create. Even if she used contraception, everybody knows that conception is possible. Everybody knows that sexual intercourse can lead to a child. And of course, people are alive from the moment they're conceived. There's respiration, and even in a single cell, such a person's a unique individual with a unique genetic fingerprint. He or she already has abilities, disabilities written into this genetic code. So, wow. And then she goes on, it actually irritates me. I've said before on record, I've seen memes going around sometimes on Instagram from pro-abortion accounts or whatever, whenever this conversation comes up, and suddenly you start seeing people posting things about extraordinary reasons for having an abortion. Like my aunt had a kid that had this disability or whatever. If she went full-term, it's going to kill her. So we have to, it's like, shut up. So she goes on, and I'm glad she was candid enough to say pro-abortion. It's not pro-choice. What choice does the victim have? And she's not pro-choice for people who want to defend children, a woman doing what she wants to with her own body by standing in front of one of these slaughterhouses to try and save little kids. And Lily Allen then said, just, I don't want a fucking baby right now. Literally don't want a baby is reason enough. Well, thing is, Lily, you already had a baby, or 4 or 5 babies, as it were. Well, there could have been more. There might have been twins and so on. And so then you murdered this child that you chose to produce. You've already exercised your choice. People talking about ending a pregnancy. All pregnancies end. No pregnancy is eternal. I mean, you can't continue the pregnancy beyond a certain point anyway. Birth will kick in anyway, whether you want it or not. So again, this is misleading. It's deeply dishonest. It's about the murder of a child. Your pregnancy will be ended by birth, whether vaginal delivery or cesarean section, so on. So, wow. And then Lily Allen made no pretense this was anything to do with health. So she's been mentally ill sometimes, so perhaps we should cut her some slack. Does she really understand what she's doing? So there she is using her platform to advocate for sexual violence against children to the point of murder, because the violence is explicitly connected to her sex life, her sexual pleasure. And what's absolutely sick about it is that this harridan then went on to say that one of her lovers paid to murder his own child, and she thought it was romantic. That's the word used, romantic how foul can that possibly be? As though you think this is sentimental, this is love ripping your child apart? Wow, it's an act of hatred. It's the sickest, most vicious, despicable, repugnant, satanic thing that anybody can do. And Lily Allen is out there advocating for it, saying that anybody who wishes to protect children is a bad actor. The children's saviors, those who are there to try and dissuade mothers from doing this, telling mothers and fathers that there is an alternative, that they could show mercy, to please be compassionate to their daughters or sons who never did anything wrong, who do not deserve this. You could think again, you don't at least have to do it now, and so on, to explain the reality of child murder in utero and get away from all these euphemisms from the abortion industry who are paid per scalp. Wow. You know, and I know what abortionist propaganda is like, and then they also refer these people to funeral care. Now, why would that be? Why is this the only operation that ends in a funeral every single time? I mean, unless you simply want to throw the baby in the bin and told that your child's mortal remains, sorry, proceeds of conception, will be treated with dignity. Why? Why? You wouldn't do that when you're burning off a wart, removing a cancerous tumour. A baby is not a parasite, as they claim. This is your own flesh and blood. This is your own child. Half the DNA from the mother, half the DNA from the father. So it really is foul that she should say this. What a wicked, wicked, utterly revolting thing to do, to go around advocating for the ultimate act of abuse of children. And there are people who exalt her, who will applaud her, say she's a heroine, as though it took some valour to enact this most extreme act of violence against her children, girls and boys who couldn't defend themselves, who couldn't run away. You know, parents, you have a duty towards your children. At very least, don't harm them, and should provide for them, protect them. You know, if you're not going to provide for them, protect them, all right, you don't have to. Nobody says you have to bring up this child. But do not harm your child. That's the laws against child abuse. You're not to beat your child. You're not to break your child's limbs or whip or brand your child or any of these horrendous acts of torture. But for some reason, murder is permissible for this completely arbitrary reason. You know, and no act of legislation can change the reality that embryos, human embryos and human fetuses are human beings. If a piece of legislation was passed to say people born on Mondays weren't human, they would still be human, wouldn't they? If a law were proclaimed that those with blue eyes are not human, they would still be human. If they said that people between the ages of 7 and 10 were not alive, those people would still be alive. You cannot legislate for reality, okay? Truth is a truth, is it eternal? You can't change something simply by passing this monstrous legislation. So she's as evil and evil as they come. And that that woman she was speaking to, that mother, she also bragged of the murder of her 5 children. So they're monetizing murder of their own kids. It is just nauseating. And they know what they're doing. And they're sadly, most people are evil on this issue. And most people are on their side, and that's why they make money. They may be sincere about it, but that doesn't exculpate them. They're people who believed, whites who believed in the enslavement of black people, or people who supported the genocide of various different ethnic groups, and they may have been genuinely and zealously committed to it, earnestly thinking it was a righteous thing to do, but it was still evil. It doesn't reduce their wickedness one iota. Wow, wow, I really hope she gets comeuppance. And this pro-murder advocate receives the life sentence without possibility of parole that she so richly deserves. But sadly, evil so often triumphs.